You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 483
on Now You Know. Tesla's Robotaxi invites for today's public launch have been going out since Friday, so Farzad, Sawyer Merritt, Kim Java, AI Driver, Joe Tegmeyer, and many others in the Tesla community have been getting them.
Did we get one? I've been checking our email, and I haven't seen one yet.
Nick Cruz-Patain says Tesla Model Y Robotaxis are everywhere in the Austin South Congress area. Check this footage.
Okay, so have we learned anything about how it works yet?
Yes, we have. So there will be about 10 cars to start with a Tesla employee or safety passenger in the passenger seat. You can't sit in the driver's seat, and there's a limit of 2 passengers. Everyone has to be 18 or older. There appears to be stop-go buttons on the screen that the safety passenger can then push in case of problems with the FSD software. Robotaxis appear to be running daily in Austin from 6 a.m. to midnight. You must agree to a terms of service, rider rules, robotaxi rider privacy notice, and service animal policy before you can ride. You have to keep a credit debit card on file.
That makes sense. I mean, most rideshare apps make you do that.
The map of the geofenced area of Austin is in the app. All rides are scheduled through the app. You can go anywhere within the geofence, although Austin's airport does not appear to be in the map yet. Only those invited may download the app, and the app asks for a star rating and feedback after your ride.
It also says photos and videos are okay, so we should start to see a lot of fun footage in the next couple days.
Chensu Bayan says Tesla's AI supercomputer Cortex-1 at Giga Texas is running at full capacity with 6 of 6 cooling fans running at the same time now. Tesla AI team is cooking.
Most of this is reclaimed water from rain. It is underground vaults. They have 4 humongous tanks.
And Elon said they are cooking. How much cooling, you ask? Right now, it uses 130 megawatts of cooling power to operate about 100,000 gallons of water per hour.
And that should be going up to 500 megawatts next year as Tesla triples the number of GPUs with Cortex-2. Tesla, by the way, is constructing the walls of Cortex-2 right next to Giga Texas as we speak. So Elon posted, we will use Grok 3.5, maybe we should call it 4, which has advanced reasoning to rewrite the entire corpus of human knowledge, adding missing information and deleting errors, then retrain on that. Far too much garbage in any foundation model trained on uncorrected data.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
So we're going to talk about why Elon is doing this on Patreon bonus stories today. So please join us on Patreon and find out. But regardless of why, this is a big deal.
Yeah, rewriting the corpus of human knowledge. I'm not even sure how you do that. I mean, who is the arbiter of right and wrong history and science?
That is a tough one. And it might be why Elon posted, please reply to this post with divisive facts for Grok training. By this, I mean things that are politically incorrect, but nonetheless factually true.
And then he said, this is super spicy meatball.
Mamma mia. That's a spicy meatball.
Wow. So far, less than a day later, and there are tens of thousands of replies.
It's a really cool threat.
It's a really interesting way to train an AI because you're essentially asking other AIs, humans, I guess, just eyes, just intelligence, for information.
Yeah. H-Eyes.
Ah.
Thanks to Chess in Chicago for sponsoring this episode.
Win the EV of your dreams. Choose from a Tesla, Rivian, Lucid, or take $50,000 in cash. Your pick from the exclusive raffle prize lineup.
It's the 11th annual Tesla raffle from Chess in Chicago. And this year, the expanded prize pool includes some of the most sought-after electric vehicles on the road today.
There have already been 10 lucky winners. You could be the 11th driving off in a brand new top-tier EV.
Buy two or more tickets before July 10th, and you'll also be entered to win a bottle of Tesla tequila worth $1,600. No strings attached.
It's a win-win. You get a shot at winning an amazing prize, plus your ticket helps Chess at Chicago support families in crisis through more than 80 life-saving programs, from food and furniture to job placement and more.
There's only 9,999 tickets that'll be sold. Once they're gone or the drawing date hits, that's it. No second chances.
Go to ccraffle.com and use the promo code NYK to get $25 off two tickets or $500 off 15 tickets.
That's ccraffle.com, code NYK. Your chance to win big, give bigger, and maybe become the next winner of a luxury EV is now. So go do it. Canadians, want to get a year of free supercharging?
When you buy a Model 3 in Canada before the end of this month, Tesla will throw in a year of free supercharging.
Guess they're pushing all the buttons.
Yeah, I guess so.
Tesla has announced a monthly extended service agreement in the U.S. for the sexy models. Here are the monthly prices. So this extends coverage past the original factory warranty by up to 4 years or 50,000 additional miles, whichever comes first.
So what does it cover?
It covers most Tesla manufactured parts for a $100 deductible per visit. It excludes the 12-volt battery, bodywork, maintenance parts, accidents, modifications, and wear and tear.
Now, I saw that this extended warranty doesn't cover the high-voltage battery and drive units?
Right, because those are covered for longer periods under the factory warranty. Like on the Model Y, they're covered for 8 years or 100 to 120,000 miles, depending on the variant, versus the basic vehicle limited warranty, which covers many models for 4 years or 50,000 miles.
Okay, so how would I sign up?
Owners must enroll during the warranty period via the Tesla app under upgrades.
Okay, wait. I can't do it. The Cybertruck isn't on here.
Cybertruck did post, "I am still young, friend, far away from a midlife crisis." I mean, they can only be, what, 2 years old?
I suppose so. But some people have put a ton of miles on.
Yeah, Tesla did say they're going to add them to this program.
Nice.
Tesla Europe and Middle East posted FSD supervised in Berlin on its way to forage for artisanal aioli at Street Food Thursday, pending regulatory approval.
Okay.
Bloomberg and the Financial Times are reporting that Tesla plans to open showrooms in Mumbai and New Delhi in July.
Showrooms where you can look at some of the floor models but can't buy any new cars?
Well, reports are that Tesla have already shipped Model Y rear-wheel drives from Giga Shanghai, along with spare parts, supercharger components, car accessories, and merchandise from the US, China, and the Netherlands. So
is this the beginning of Tesla actually launching for real in India?
Comment below what you think. Is Tesla just preparing for a launch, or is this the actual beginning of Tesla selling cars in the most populous nation on Earth?
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup.
All right, Jesse, would you like to see a Cybertruck crush a Lambo?
Yes, in like super high suspension mode, and it just drives over and...
No, I meant a drag race.
Oh, okay, let's check it out.
Cybertruck said, didn't even realize this was a drag race. I mean, the guy driving the Lambo didn't know what he was doing. I mean, the shifting was horrible. So maybe if it was a better driver, but still, I mean, Cybertruck just smoked it.
But I mean, that's the other thing with a Cybertruck or any Tesla is that you don't have to like be good at it. You just put your and then you and you're done.
I mean, that's a $600,000 car.
More than you can afford, pal.
Versus an $80,000 Cybertruck. So you could buy 8 Cybertrucks.
Have one for every day of the week, plus an extra one that like your friend gets to drive. Right.
Or buy a Lambo.
And you can actually carry stuff.
Yeah, but you can't go. Italians must have been cringing.
Yeah.
We just reviewed the G-Roar C1 Plus scooter over on our Now Let's Review channel, but I think you'd call it something else.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah, it's the perfect scooter to bring your dog along. I could just talk about it for the rest of this show. So please, if you have a pet and you like e-mobility, or you're even just thinking about e-mobility, please go check out our review on Now Let's Review.
We're so lucky that we get to check out all sorts of new e-bikes, scooters, autonomous lawnmowers, e-composters, batteries, basically anything with motors or batteries in it.
Exactly. I never thought in a million years that a product like this would excite me, but it totally does. So subscribe to Now Let's Review and stay up on all the latest, coolest e-stuff like the G-Roar C1 Plus scooter, which, by the way, we just used on our latest Now We Adventure up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Yeah, how did you like exploring with the G-Roar without a pooch in it?
Well, it was great because normally we go on adventures and one of us has to carry a backpack and our back gets all sweaty. So I just had the backpack right in front of me where the dog would normally go, and it was a great little adventure vehicle.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And you remember Just a Scratch? This is a photo from Interstellar Gateway, IGW, shows the damage to the tank farm at Starbase from Starship 36 exploding on Wednesday night at the Massey Static Fire Test Post.
Ouch! It's amazing those tanks survived at all. Now, if the Massey Post is a test stand, then why isn't it shielded or at least further from other important stuff?
A lot of people want to know that because, like, isn't the whole point that things can blow up and they don't hurt other things?
That's why it's a test stand and not a...
I sure hope everything goes really well, stand. All right, it's time for sunspots. Tesla announced on Saturday their first grid-scale megapack project in China. The $556 million deal is with the Shanghai local government.
It must be a great business to be in.
The megapack business?
No, the big red sign and red bunting business for when China announces a deal.
You need how many more feet of bunting? I would be in the white shirt, black pants business. Can you imagine if you showed up?
Oh,
I'm wearing the wrong shirt.
Could you imagine being a blue bunting business? You go like, oh, red again?
Once completed, this is reported to be the largest grid-scale energy storage facility in China.
Awesome.
All right, time for our Patreon bonus stories. And on Patreon this week, we're going to reveal Elon's formula for success and why he thinks Grok needs to be rewritten and a whole lot more.
So please join us, support the work we do, because YouTube certainly doesn't. And you can get all of these stories for just $1 a month.
All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for Elon's X's of the Week. So Elon changed his avatar to a starship. Logan Kilpatrick said the progress of Gemini over the last year, and Elon said impressive, won't be long before only AI can judge AI for anything digital. Then the ultimate judge is physics for anything made of atoms. The latter is where it gets really hard. Hallmark's catalog posted Tesla is rolling out the robotaxi service extremely cautiously, which is good. Baby steps.
And Elon said very much so.
Kremu said someone slapped together a big data set of password leaks today. Here's the distribution of PIN numbers from a few times those got leaked a while back.
Looks like 4321 and 1234 are popular.
Yeah, and Elon said AI will not have a hard time outfoxing us. So remember last week Elon was talking about Sergio Gore, the guy who was in charge of vetting people for the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. He called him a snake.
Mm-hmm.
So Igor Shushko said director of White House Office of Presidential Personnel is suspected of being a Russian spy. Sergio Gore appears to actually be Sergei Goryachev from Saratov, Russia. Investigative journalist Brian Krebs discovered some damning information.
And Elon said the plot thickens.
He went on to say Sergio Gore claims to have been born in Malta, but the Maltese government has no such birth record. People who knew him in Malta called him the Russian boy.
Elon said he deliberately lied about where he was born on federal forms. That's a serious crime.
And he went on to say Gore is breaking the law. Goryachev. Captain Eli said, how long will we wait before Elon is nominated for a Nobel Prize? Should I start counting the days?
And Elon said, I don't want one.
This poll went out saying, who do you trust more? And Elon won against Sam Altman. And Nick said, LMFAO, Sam Altman got cooked. Elon Musk won.
Elon said, to be determined.
Ooh. Ray says, as FSD launch is imminent, it seems clowns, including these two, are getting increasingly active on X. And of course, one of those clowns is Dan O'Dowd.
And Elon said, these mentally unstable assholes might try to sabotage Robotaxi. Wouldn't be the first time.
Maybe that's why they're limiting the launch. Justine Moore says, people are reporting that Gemini 2.5 keeps threatening to kill itself after being unsuccessful in debugging your code. I cannot in good conscience attempt another fix. I'm uninstalling myself from this project. You should not have to deal with this level of incompetence. I'm truly and deeply sorry for this entire disaster.
Elon said, debugging awful code forever does sound like a fate worse than death.
All right, it's time for a Supercharger review.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. This is Jupiter reporting from Cape Canaveral, Florida. We are at a new 12-stall Supercharger station available in NACS, and it's right off the 528 freeway coming from Orlando, only about a mile from the beach. It is next to quite a few bars and restaurants, a pizza place, and even a really good sushi and Thai food place. It's also next to a bunch of really nice hotels. And as an added bonus, that white building in the back is actually SpaceX's Tile Manufacturing Center, where they make the heat shield for the upcoming Starship in Boca Chica, Texas. Now you know.
Thanks, Jupiter. All right, it's time for some new superchargers. What do we got out there in the world, Jess?
We got a lot. We got the 8-stall in Dresden, Germany.
We got number 193 in Texas, the 24-stall version 4 in Austin.
The 20-stall in Davenport, Grandview Parkway, Florida.
The 16-stall version 4 in Storen, Norway.
Number 563 in California is the 12-stall at Hacienda Heights, California.
An expansion from 4 to 8 stalls in Lyon, Spain.
The 12-stall in Ostrava, Czech Republic.
The 12-stall in Lodokoping, Sweden.
Number 87 in Sweden is the 12-stall in Torre, Sweden.
The 9-stall in Le Sable d'Olonne, France.
An expansion from 8 to 11 stalls in Akureyri, Iceland.
Number 90 in Virginia, the 14-stall in Fredericksburg.
The 12-stall in Engine, Germany.
Number 10 in the Czech Republic, the 8-stall in Seslice, Czech Republic.
Number 246 in Canada is the 16-stall in Vaughan, in Ontario.
An expansion from 8 to 16 stalls in Ljubljana, Slovenia.
The 20-stall version 4 with solar canopy in Aire de l'Avrion, France.
Number 196 in Florida, the 20-stall in Ocala.
Number 272 in Germany is the 8-stall in New Ulm, Germany.
The 8-stall version 4 in Eglisdir, Iceland.
Number 196 in the UK is the 12-stall in Solihull, UK.
Number 38 in Connecticut is the 16-stall version 4 in Willington.
Number 151 in Norway is the 12-stall in Lelisand, Norway.
The 4-stall in Tamakamai, Japan.
Number 12 in Iceland is the 12-stall in Efistalur, Iceland.
Number 59 in Massachusetts is the 12-stall in Holyoke, Mass.
The 6-stall version 3 in Shanghai.
The 6-stall version 3 in Hangzhou, China.
The 2-stall in Guiyang, China.
The 4-stall in Korla, China.
Number 2,233 in China is the 3-stall in Lishu.
Expansion from 4 to 8 stalls in Abbotsford, Victoria, Australia.
Number 132 in Japan is the 4-stall in Akita, Japan.
Number 227 in France, the 12-stall in Limoges, France.
The expansion from 8 to 12 stalls, version 3s and 4s in Brindisi, West, Italy.
And number 71 in Georgia, number 2684 in the U.S., number 7348 in the world is the 12-stall, version 4 in Fayetteville, Georgia. Those are some of the hardest names I had to say.
I know. Thank you so much for joining us today on Tesla Time News. We run this show every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, so please hit the subscribe button, hit the bell notification icon so you don't miss any of the amazing news on Tesla.
See you Tuesday.
Now you know.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.